One of the most striking characteristics of Chinese is that the language has no alphabet. Instead, as you may have seen, characters are used. This means that each word consists of one or more different written characters. What makes the situation even more challenging is that the spoken language, which of course preceded the written one, doesn't have enough sounds to cover all the characters. You know, of course, that in English we have sounds which, though identical, may have different meanings. Take the word weigh. One version is, "How much do you weigh?" It means something totally different than, "Excuse me, I've lost my way." Imagine if we only had a really small number of these sounds and sound combinations to express ourselves. This could present a challenge. The situation in Chinese is that they have infinitely fewer sounds and sound combinations to work with than we do, and they simultaneously have to express all of the complicated ideas and thoughts that we must. They have solved this problem in a very ingenious fashion. They use tones. For example, one Chinese sound is ma, just like our word for mother. Ma. In Chinese, you will hear the following.
Ma, 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 and ma.
Each of these is a word with a totally different meaning. Of the various Chinese languages, Mandarin has the least number of tones, only four. Why do I say only four? Well, take Cantonese, it has eight tones. Mandarin, which we are learning, only has a total of 420 sound combinations to work with. Maybe that sounds like a lot to you, but English has over 158,000 sound combinations, so that's more than 420. With the four tones, the Chinese can get those 420 sounds up to a total of 1,680 variations. That makes an enormous difference. But it's not 158,000. So how do they do it? Well, what they have done is pure genius. For me, this is one of the most exciting things about learning Chinese. You get to see and have a sense of a totally new and absolutely brilliant way of approaching life and communication. As you know, necessity is the mother of invention. The Chinese are masters at this, as you shall learn for yourself. So studying Chinese will inspire you to think outside the box in all areas of your life. You will get a sense of the unlimited possibilities of the human mind and how an ancient culture has come up with one of the most simplified, uncomplicated ways to communicate. And by the way, regarding the tones, you'll soon realize you already know them. So what follows is only a review of what you already know.